Ohio Water Sentinels was created in 2011, and right now we have 200 citizen scientists who are working to restore, improve, and protect Ohio streams and wetlands.
What are the greatest dangers to the more than 200,000 miles of rivers and streams that Ohio has?
In the Cincinnati area, the greatest threat to our water quality is stormwater runoff, particularly combined sewer overflows. In fact, for the last 5 days, Cincinnati has been under a combined sewer overflow warning.
What is a sewer overflow warning? Does that mean that the storm sewers literally cannot take the runoff?
Stormwater causes the sewers to fill up and mixes with sewage and overflows directly into our rivers and streams.
What role is the practice of fracking or hydraulic fracturing of rock to release resources having on the Sentinel program? Are you focusing special efforts in areas near fracking operations?
There's a lot of concern about fracking or horizontal hydraulic drilling, not just in eastern Ohio, but here in Cincinnati. We all live downstream, and we get our drinking water from the Ohio River. Also, the transportation and disposal of the fracking waste is not very well regulated. Finally, along with fracking, there's also pipelines, such as the ATEX Express Pipeline, which is going to cut across 13 Ohio counties, including Green, Warren, and Butler. We know those pipelines leak. They impair streams, wetlands, and it's going to affect the Great Miami, Little Miami, and Mill Creek watersheds.
And despite the fact that you've already got an army of more than 200 volunteers throughout the entire state, you're still looking for help, and that's particularly around the Mill Creek watershed area. What does it take to become a water sentinel?
Well, our goal is to train 100 citizen scientists to monitor water quality in the Mill Creek. Each volunteer will receive 3 in-depth trainings, $150 in equipment, and ongoing support and access to the Water Sentinel Network. Join us the second or fourth Saturday each month at Wood and Shoe Hollow Retreat Center to find out more.
You can find out how to get more information on the Sierra Club's Water Sentinel program on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Matt Trokin, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.